Ollie, you kind of look at the first two innings of the start for Montgomery versus assuming some of the adjustments you made later in that start. Is it fair to say maybe some of the changes that might have happened in pitch selection got reverted as that game went on?
Yeah, and he made some pitches at the end of the day that just got hit. And if you look at the three doubles he gave up with his fastball, they're all balls at the top of the zone and above the zone that they got to. The curveball by McCutchen got hit pretty good as well, but he made adjustments and was able to get us through that that fifth inning.
You look at a guy who's had the success that he's had for this happen one start in nine. It's going to probably at the end of the day work out pretty well.
Yeah, we're not concerned with that. I mean, if you really look at the body of work over the last week or so, and you're thinking about our pitching staff, starters, and bullpen, our BABIP has been unbelievable. We're, however you want to look at it, 11th best at 280 and change. League average is 291. Since the National Series, it's been above 360. Tonight, same thing. So a lot of balls are just, whether hard or soft, just finding hits. And that's been the difference in allowing runs. So that'll normalize, and we'll be fine.
What's the challenge that eight different pitchers, especially when one goes probably even shorter than expected, versus that?
I never think of it as it complicates things, or it makes it like we're prepared for each one of their guys. We know them really well. Our hitters meeting, we knew coming in this is what it would look like. So we game planned for it. They beat us. Yeah. But in our eyes, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Are there ways that the lineup can kind of line up well for their matchup? Or remember, you think about like Milner came in after Pujols, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to face Molina and O'Neill. So when you're looking at setting up the lineup, it's specifically for the Suters and Milners and Rogers of the world. If they want to take it, Newport and Donovan, they're going to see DeYoung there, and they're going to see Yadi and O'Neill in the nine in order to get to Donovan, who's a neutral guy. So we feel comfortable with anything they throw out there.
Is this what you were talking about for the game? We're taking Albert and specifically having him face Milner, whereas he missed two of the lefties. He faced Taylor or Rogers at the end.
Yeah, that's probably the matchup he's going to get anyways. Mm-hmm. So, no. I mean, he took some really good swings against the righty. He just missed one there to center. But, no, he's still got his matchup that he would have gotten if he came off the bench.
What are you seeing with Goldschmidt here recently?
Yeah, we gave him 2 days off. He's been grinding pretty good all year. He's human. And he's good enough to get out of it.
Do